Today is Yom Yerushalayim, so our topic, our limud, is going to be focused on a Yerushalayim topic, on a theme. And if you have the Mar Makomos in the email, great, don't worry about it, we'll share them as we go along. I want to understand one idea, one theme, one aspect of Yerushalayim, and that is the idea of standing. And we'll see what that means. The Gemara says, if you have it in the front of you, I'll share it on the screen. Don't worry. The Gemara says, in Erevin and Daf Chaf Beis, I'll translate it for you, don't worry. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Rabba Bar Bachana taught Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the neighbor of Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, il mole del soseo nin olos balayla, chayovin olav, aleha mishum rishus harabim. There is a rule that we are not allowed to carry in a public square on Shabbos. We're also not allowed to carry from a private domain into a public domain and vice versa. Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, would have been considered a public domain. However, Yerushalayim had delosos. A delos is a door. It had delosos ninolos balayla, that were locked at night. So this is a practical statement that the Gemara is making, and it's in the context of the rules of mechitzos, of barriers, as it relates to how to create a private domain on Shabbos for purposes of carrying. But my question is, why is it significant, or is it significant, obviously, in my mind, it's got to be significant, that Dafka, that specifically the delosos of Yerushalayim, the doors of Yerushalayim were closed, were ninolos. Why did they have to be closed? What does it mean that Yerushalayim had doors that were closed? We all know one of the most famous features of Yerushalayim is that it had gates. It had sha'arim. But apparently these gates were closed at night. Why is that significant? That's issue number one. Issue number two is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos in the fifth chapter. Mishnah tells us, Me'olam, never, lo amar adam, a person said, lachavero, to his peer, tsar li hamakom sha'olin birushalayim. That this place is too tight, it's too constricted for me to live in Yerushalayim, for me to specifically, lalun means to sleep over. I never had an issue sleeping over in Yerushalayim. There was always enough space. My question is, what's the significance of that? What is the significance of the fact that people say, I always found a place to sleep? The gates are locked at night. I always found a place to sleep. And then there's a third element. There's a halacha based on this pasuk in Devarim, source number three. If you can see it on the screen. The pasuk says, "Uvishalta ve'achalta." You should cook and you should eat. "Bamokam asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha bo," in the place that Hashem your God will choose, which is going to be Yerushalayim. "Ufanisa v'aboker," you should wake up. You should turn in the morning. "V'halachta lo'olecha." So if you look in the Sifri there, it's pinched in the bottom from the Torah Tumima. "Ufanisa v'aboker," you will turn in the morning. Malamed, this teaches us, she'tu'unin lina b'Yerushalayim, that there is a requirement to have lina, to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. Not only that, ve'ein li ela elu, how do you know it's not just a major sacrifice like an animal? Not just that, minayin l'rabos ofos, even if you bring a bird offering, umenachos, or a meal offering, a flower offering in your hand that they do the kmitza on for the kohen. Yayin ulavona ve'etzim, if you donate wine, incense, and wood, Talmud Lomar ufanis v'aboker, you turn in the morning. Kol pinos sha'ata pone, all times that you turn, yiyu min haboker ve'elach, they should be in the morning. You should never take the early flight in and the late night flight out, you always have to sleep over. So what's the pshat? What's this idea that we're sleeping over in Yerushalayim? There's always a place to sleep in Yerushalayim. They lock the gates at night in Yerushalayim. You weren't leaving at night. What's the pshat? So we know there is a difference between two kinds of beings. there is a being, an entity which is mahalach, is going, is moving. And then there is a being, there is an entity which is omid, which is standing. So there is a pasuk in Zecharia. You see it here, quoted in source number 5. It's a piece from Reb Tzadok HaKoin of Lublin, the Halakha Reb Tzadok Rabinowitz, in his Pri Tzadok. He quotes this pasuk, but many quote this pasuk. I only bring it for the continuation. The pasuk says, "V'nasati lacha mahalchim bein ha'omedim ha'ele." This is a prophecy in the Navi Zecharia, and he tells, "I will put you mahalchim for people who go between those who stand." Says Reb Tzadok and many others, "Demalachim, angels, heim omdim, angels are stationary. Masha'ein kein ha'adam, what is not true about a person who is tzarech lios mahalech tamid, the person needs to be constantly moving, going, mi madrega la madrega, from one level to another strata, one level to the next. We have to be growing." Developing, constantly moving. Just like we found when Moshe Rabbeinu, when his time on this world expired, what did he say? Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. I can't come and go. I can't move. I'm just stuck here. I'm stationary. So usually, when we look at ourselves in this world, we are mahalchim. We are people who are moving. As opposed to angels, every angel has one fixed mission. The angel has one station in its existence, whatever that means. You know, Chazal tell us that every angel only has one mission and then it ceases to exist. That's why there were multiple angels who came to Avraham in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, because they had different shlichuyos, they had different goals. And every angel only has one mission at that time. That's it. That mission is fixed. It doesn't grow. You can't find a new level, a new achievement. Masha Inkain, as opposed to a person, we find new achievements. So we now find ourselves in a fascinating, striking paradox. Because if you look at source number 6, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Omdos hayu ragleinu bisharayach Yerushalayim. We were standing. Our feet were fixed and standing in your gates, Yerushalayim. Even though, when it comes to the rest of life, we are supposed to be mahalchim, we're supposed to be moving and growing in development, apparently, that's not so when it comes to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, we are omdos. We stand. We are fixed. What's the pshat? Says the Halakha Reb Chaim Chernovitzer in the Sefer Sidur Shel Shabbos. This is his Sefer where he talks about so many different aspects and insights of the depths of Shabbos. He's talking about Yerushalayim. V'amokom ahu, in that place, meshubach ma'od. It's very praiseworthy. Ki Yerushalayim habanuya, when Yerushalayim is rebuilt, be'es Yerushalayim hi bebinyana, when Yerushalayim is in its built state, ma'alosa gedola, it is such a high level, shehi ki'ir shechuba layachtav, the pasuk says Yerushalayim habanuya ki she'ir shechuba layachtav, it's like the city that is attached to it together, shemechuvenes, chazal say, it is totally aligned, neged Yerushalayim shalmaila, opposite the Yerushalayim in the heavens. There's a lower Yerushalayim, a terrestrial Yerushalayim in this world, and then there's a heavenly Yerushalayim in the upper world. V'nimtza, and it seems, it turns out, kishahayu raglenu omdos b'Yerushalayim shalmata, when our feet were planted firmly in this worldly Yerushalayim, gam sham, even in this world, ra'inu or gadol, we saw a great light, ba here, bashchakim, clear in the heavens, mebechina Yerushalayim shalmala. It was an aspect, a dimension of the heavenly Yerushalayim. Amazing. It's true. In the rest of our life in Yiddishkeit, we need to be a mahalach. We need to be going. We need to be on to the next and on to the next, but not Yerushalayim. When we get to Yerushalayim, we raise ourselves up to the level of a malach, of an angel. We transcend this world and we enter Yerushalayim Shalmaila. Excuse me. Now we can understand very well. While in this world we need to be jumping from one level to the next, when you reach that high level of Yerushalayim Shalmaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where are you going? You're here, you're in the palace of the king. You don't need to go anywhere else. Adrabba, opposite. If you run in and run out, it's like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Where are you rushing? Why are you leaving? This is where it is. There's nothing else. There's no place to go to. So often in life, we're at home, we're wishing we're in the park. We're in the park, we got to get home. We got to get to work, we got to get home, we got to get to vacation, we got to get back, we got to get to this, right? We got to get to Mahalchim. How often is that we just stand? Is it interesting that Shimon Esrei is referred to the Amida, the standing, and Yaakov Avinu said, Zeh Shar HaShamayim, you know where we daven? We daven toward Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the place where we stand because we don't need anything else. When we're davening, we should appreciate, and now we have a little more time to daven, hopefully we don't have to be at anybody else's pace, we could be at our own place, we could be omed, because Amida is a lashon of tefillah, it's all about Yerushalayim. It's about being before Hashem. We are lifnei Hashem. Yerushalayim is referred to as lifnei Hashem. And tefillah is lifnei Hashem. We're standing before God. That's why according to the halacha, nobody's supposed to walk right in front of me in my personal space, because it's as if the Shekhinah is right in front of me. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called lifnei Hashem. Wherever you're lifnei Hashem, you're omed. You stop. You don't need to go anywhere else. Perhaps this is the symbolism of Yerushalayim having delosos neulos balayla, gates that are locked at night. It's because we have to stay over. That's the gzeras hakasuv of lina, of sleeping over at night. It's attached to a karban. When you interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you offer a sacrifice, it's not a hit and run. Here, Kohen, grab the animal, shecht it, I'm out of here. You have to immerse yourself in the experience of being lifnei Hashem. And Tosas in the beginning of Yuma says that's also true, not just for a specific carbon, but Tosas says it's a din of Yom Tov also. Then when you come on Aliyah L'Regel for a Yom Tov, the experience of being lifnei Hashem, of being before God, means stay here. Pazer Kashev means it's a regel, you got to stay over, it's lina. You have to sleep over for lina. And that's why perhaps the Mishnah said in Pirkei Avos, Me'olam lo omar adam l'chaveru tzar li hamokam she'olim b'Yerushalayim. Nobody ever said, there's not enough space. It's too tight. Because everyone has a place to sleep over in Yerushalayim. We all have the opportunity to be lifnei Hashem, to stand before God, and not run anywhere else, and not do anything else, and not even think about spiritual growth, because this is the spiritual pinnacle. If we're in Yerushalayim, we're already in Yerushalayim Shalmala. If we're in Amida, lifnei Hashem, we envision ourselves, like even if a person can't be in Yerushalayim, and can't face Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says that they should imagine that they are standing connected based called Shakadashim. They're imagining they're lifnei Hashem, and that's why we're omed. Om dos hayu ragleinu b'Yerushalayach Yerushalayim. Our feet, which usually carry us from place to place, not when it comes to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is that makom of Amida, of standing, of being fixed. It's an incredible celebration that we have now to appreciate and enjoy Yom Yerushalayim and to reflect on our Yiddishkeit wherever we are. How can we, of course, be a mahalach, of course, be growing, but in those moments that we are lifnei Hashem, how can we make sure that we are omed in, that we are just standing, being with Hashem, and taking it in? Yom Yerushalayim Sameach. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Great to see you. Happy to take any questions, comments. Everyone's quiet there.